It is a policy which is in draft form that has been received, you know, very well by the generality of our citizenry as well as the diasporians. You know, we have been receiving a lot of inquiries about it, and we are excited that the response has been so excitingly overwhelming. It seeks to make remittances of funds to by diasporians into the country easy. And it also will make it easy for those that want to support their relatives in whatever way easy. Unlike the current situation where they have to go through some processes which actually are not only costly but inconvenient. We have been consulting with the diasporans themselves through workshops. We had one workshop 3 days ago, which was attended by now members of the diaspora community, and they proffered us some suggestions which we think will be very helpful in the implementation of this policy.
How exactly, Mr. Mpofu, is this contraband easy way for Zimbabweans living abroad or outside the country to actually remit funds to their relatives?
Those details are the ones that are actually incorporated in the draft, which will be made public in due course. But, you know, we have incorporated all suggestions that have been made by those that actually are stakeholders in this exercise. We are still consulting, and although the consultations are towards no conclusion, but we feel the final draft, which will be presented to Cabinet and Parliament, will actually be that is user-friendly and doesn't create problems for people who want to send money home.
We still remember that there was one issue that Zimbabweans living outside the country were not happy about, and that is, MoneyLink. You know, it just disappeared. Is it not going to go the same way here, like maybe you trying to facilitate some of these things?
But certainly this is an improvement of that. You know, we are using that as a base for our discussions. I mean, we are taking into consideration the experiences of the MoneyLink, the experiences elsewhere, and the international best practices to come up with something that will be really, you know, a document which our people will find acceptable to what they need.
Do you have any kind of tips or kind of hints, you know, as to what exactly is in it?
There's a committee that actually is polishing up the document, and I don't want to preempt their recommendations, but I can assure the public that this is going to be a very, very progressive document, a document that will, in the main, incorporate views from the diasporans themselves.